Welcome to a Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special. All this week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are focusing on you, our partners. Find out how together we are making a difference around the world.
Tithe. Do you hear me? Jesus' ministry after the order of Melchizedek, according to Hebrews chapter 6 and chapter 7, there he, men here that die receive tithes, there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed, he liveth. The original text says he liveth forever. That's his job after the order of Melchizedek, who received Abraham's tithes and blessed him. That's his job. Receive your tithes and bless you. If you may be putting tithe in the church and not tithing it. That's serious. Read the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy and it'll tell you what to do. You take it to the high priest of those days and you say certain things towards you. Well, Jesus is the high priest of these days. Put it in a basket and go to it. And you tithe with words. Words of thanksgiving. Words of blessing and words of joy. Oh, Jesus, I was lost and undone, but the scripture says you delivered me from the kingdom of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And here I am in the land that you promised my forefathers. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out. And it's all your fault and I'm so glad of it. Praise God. And just rejoice around it. And then hush for a little while and say, I'm here. This is my anointing connection. I'm here to receive from you. I'm receive orders from you. What do you want me to do with this tithe? Where do you want me to take it? It's your money. I'll do with it whatever you tell me to do with it. But I'm not going to do anything with it other than what you say do with it. Amen. I tithe before you, and I thank you, and I rejoice. Amen. See, there's more to it than just taking it to church and plunking in the bucket. Now, some of you have your tithing on a bank revolving bank order, or the bank drafts your tithe out so much a month and so forth. That's all right, only if you tithe it. Now, some of you had to do that to keep from spending God's money. Well, that's good. Separate yourself from it. My dad had two bank accounts. He had his and he had God's. And when he went to the bank, he took out his tithe out of his check and he put it over in that tithe account. And you just didn't get in that tithe account. But that's the way he controlled his thinking and so forth. And you can do those kind of things, but you have to be obedient to the word. I mean, if nothing else, take your receipt in there. Take something. Take the word and tithe it before the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if he tells you to do something else other than what you're just revolving over and over and over and over, you better be listening. Amen. You mean he's going to tell me to do something my tithe other than put it in my church? Now, pastors, I'm going to say something here. I don't want you getting mad at me about it. But if you think all the tithe in the world is supposed to come into your church, then you out of line right there. Because Jesus is the Lord of the tithe. I used to get money, and still do. John Osteen, Joel Osteen's dad, was a pastor of Lakewood Church there in Houston. And I'd get a check during the week from Lakewood. And never was the same amount. It'd be different. Some checks are bigger than the other one. Praise the Lord. And I asked him, I said, John, these checks are all different sizes. I said, what's going on down there with you? Well, he said, I found out later, he had a place on the offering envelope. And he would tell people, if somebody in a television ministry has blessed you with the word this week, and you want part of your tithe to go to that ministry, you put their name down there, and the percentage of your tithe you want to go to that ministry, we'll see to it that they get it. Well, little Joel's doing all right. Huh? That church started out in a feed store. They still had chicken feed and all kinds of stuff in the floor when they first started going to church there, man. They just took over a feed store, farm store, and started having church in it. Thing was no bigger than this center section right here. Amen. But that's Joel Osteen's legacy. His daddy taught him how to do those kind of things. But I'm talking about John. And we get those checks from Brother Osteen, and that church just grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. He said, when the Lord started telling me to do that, he said, we didn't have enough money to get done what we needed to do. But he said, when I started doing that, praise God, he said, this thing just burst open financially. Now, pastors, that's a word to the wise. Amen. No, it won't take away from your church. It'll build your church. If you're trying to build the ministry, you're out of line in the first place. If you'll just preach the word, Jesus will build the ministry. He is the builder. That's what he does. He's the one that makes the divine connections. He is the one that puts together the body of Christ. He's not the one, however, holding it together. It's compacted by that which every joint supplies. That's what holds it together. Amen. So you go in there and you pray. You seek the Lord. If you're in the church where the Lord told you to be, then probably most or all of your tithe is going to go in there, because that's the reason God sent you on there in the first place. Amen. If you catch yourself praying over your tithe and you seem like you consistently wanting to send it somewhere else, maybe you better follow it over there. One of the main problems, in the first place, I said earlier, churches that don't know what their calling is, people that don't know what their calling is. And you used to go to a church because it's neighborhood or because mom and them went there. Amen. You don't want to do that. Your mother might have been called there. Maybe she wasn't. But that's not the criteria. The criteria is where you called it. Find it. Seek God and find it. It's not hard to find. The Babylonian system says it is. Religion says it is. But it isn't. God said, I'll give you my wisdom if you'll just ask in faith. I'll give you my knowledge. Amen. So, just begin to confess. It's easy to know the will of God. How do you do it, Brother Copeland? Now, this is really hard. You're really listening to me?
Yes.
Oh, God. Thy will be done. That's really hard, wasn't it? It's hard for some folks. And then exercise your faith. Lord, I'm willing. Whatever that will is, I'll do it. Whew, Brother Copeland, what if he says this or what if he says that? Well, are you willing to be willing?
Right.
That's a good place to start. Lord, I'm willing to be willing. You're going to have to have. Ain't no use lying about it. Tell him you're willing and then won't do it. I'm willing to be willing. Amen. Oh, Brother Copeland, if I tell him I'm willing to be willing, ain't no telling what he's liable to put me through. Well, now you're going to have to change that attitude. He's not your problem. He's not putting you through anything. You got off out there and got in it yourself. You get over there in his will, you get rid of a whole lot of that mess you've been in. You've been running a parallel course. The highway's over there and you're over here, and this highway's full of potholes. And you're driving through Sickville, Badville, Brokeville, Curseville, and over there you could be running on that highway over there and missing most of that. Hallelujah. All right. Don't ever stop tithing. If you're not a tither, start today. Today's the day. Don't go one more day. Today. Right now. Make the decision. Don't ever stop giving. Don't ever stop. You put that first. Well, if I do that, Brother Copeland, we ain't going to have nothing left. Well, that's fine. You need to change that attitude. Because what you're telling me, if you give all you have and you're afraid you're not going to have anything left, You're telling me that you still got the idea that you made that money. You don't make money. The body of Christ is not supposed to be making money. You're not supposed to be making deals, making money, making a living. That's unscriptural. Let him that stole steal no more. Let him work with his hands that which is good, in order that he may have to give to him that needs. We're living by faith. Faith is our living. Amen. The blessing is our living. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Then the 73rd Psalm says, behold, or look at the world. Look at the ungodly. They gather up and increase their riches. See, they're making a living. They're making deals. They are self-made men and women. They make their way in the world. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh. It maketh. It maketh. Hallelujah.
The Voice of Victory. I've saved every magazine that he has put out ever since we've become partners. And I'd have to go back and look, but it's probably been over 15 years, I know. I have every one of his magazines, and I still use those as reference editions.
You know, you get that word, you get the magazine every month. It's something that we actually spend time sitting down reading. Sometimes I even take it to work and share it with others when I'm done with it. It's not just something that you read and toss in the trash like Better Homes and Gardens. It's something that you want to take with you when you go and give to somebody else. It's a partnership's a blessing.
The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine was first published in 1973. 36 years later, it is being sent around the world to almost 570,000 subscribers in 135 countries on 5 continents. Each month, you'll find faith-building articles by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, along with teaching from other guest ministers. Look for the real-life stories in the Good News Gazette about everyday people who believe God's Word and are now experiencing the blessing without measure. For over 40 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has taken God's message of love and faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around, reaching out to millions of people in real ways, ways that have changed their lives. Kenneth Copeland Ministries cares about you. We desire for you to know what partnership really means. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive an interactive study guide, an audio teaching of the anointing in partnership, and covenant promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray over their partners daily. You'll receive in-depth insight into the ministry of the Apostle Paul and what Kenneth Copeland learned at an Oral Roberts tent crusade that opened his eyes to the power of partnership. Plus, you'll receive a DVD entitled We're Here For You that covers the various KCM ministry outreaches. The time for change has come. Real people, real relationships, real life. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we're here for you. To become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free new partner package. To order your copy by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. We want to help you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Together, we can make a difference. The Kenneth Copeland Ministries Prayer Department receives over 14,000 calls every week. Each call represents a person who is in need of prayer and knows that we're here for them.
I think some of the people there know my name now. But we've had a lot of crises in our family. And I just know when I call, I get like a spirit-filled believer to agree with me, and that just is very important to me.
We know that at any given time, we have people not only praying for us 24/7, but we can call them and count on them, and they will give us a word that we need at that time.
They're there when you need them. They're there. All you have to do is just tell them what your needs are, and they're there for you.
And when that prayer partner comes on and they pray with me, I literally feel that God has spoken to me, God has encouraged me, and when I hang up, I know that it's done. Whatever the request was, it's done.
Most of the time when you call, you've got a burden. I mean, you're heavy, You need something lifted off of you, and that is done. I mean, they're going to pray with you and carry you through.
One aspect of our prayer ministry is our outbound phone calls made to people who have sent in letters or emails requesting prayer. We have also called during times of disaster.
There seems to be like a personal touch, a personal care for the partners. I remember when, at the time of September 11, and also there was a hurricane that struck this area. Different things of nature that struck this area. And we did receive phone calls from the ministry praying for my family.
There have been times when I've come home from work, had a really bad day at work, thought that the world was crashing in on me, you know, and I'll get a phone call from someone from Kenneth Copeland Ministries that will ask me if they can pray with me. And it's obviously the Holy Spirit. It could not be more timely. And it's happened more than once.
KCMS called me when they were concerned when there were earthquakes in Las Vegas. They've sent me product when I haven't asked for it. They've been there on television, podcasts to get the word of faith and the word of victory into my life so that it basically sets my marriage free, sets my body free, sets my family free, sets my finances free. I'm living in the blessing and have been doing it for almost 30 years because of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland.
Kenneth Copeland Prayer Ministers, making a difference in the lives of people around the world.
They're there for me. And they're, when they pray, they know how to pray. So when I call them for prayer, it's because I know they know how to pray. And it's in a prayer of agreement, and we know it's done.
For over a decade, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has partnered with Rick Renner Ministries because of the spiritual impact on the former Soviet Union and China that Rick has had over the past 18 years. His television broadcast has a potential viewing audience of 124 million. They have seen over 2.5 million people come to Christ. The ministry oversees and assists over 800 churches and pastors throughout the former Soviet Union. Rick and his wife Denise pastor the Moscow Good News Church in the heart of Moscow with 3,000 members. They also pastor the Kiev Good News Church with 1,200 members. Rick is founder and president of the Moscow Good News Seminary, a school that trains people who are called to be pastors and leaders in the emerging churches of Russia.
You know, you just never know where your obedience is going to lead you. There we were in a little church, but God had positioned a woman in that church for a contact to be made with Kenneth and Gloria. And now all of these years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has supported our work in Russia and in the former Soviet Union. And really, there just are not enough words to express how thankful that my wife and I are for what this ministry has done for us. But you know Kenneth and Gloria love us, and we love them. We kind of feel like we're part of the family. But it's not just for us. They're doing it for the work. They see the Russian people. And Gloria, for many, many years, has had it on her heart to really reach the Russian people. And the teaching of Believer's Voice of Victory has just pumped truth into our part of the world. And today we're seeing an economic change in Russia and a massive economic change in believers' lives. And I am sure, in my heart, 100% sure, that the ministry of Kenneth and Gloria on television has helped to facilitate that growth and that blessing and that change. I'm just positive of it. We've known Kenneth and Gloria for many years. We know them very well. They are frugal. They are wise. They're some of the best stewards I have ever seen with money that is entrusted into their care. And when you're a partner with this ministry, you can be absolutely sure your money is going to be used correctly. They know they're going to answer to God for the finances given to this ministry and that every offering is a holy trust. And I have watched Kenneth and Gloria over the years, and I've been close enough that I'm pretty amazed at the level of integrity in this ministry. And partners can rest assured that when they give their money here, the money will be used correctly. We're so thankful for every single partner for what they've done. And you know, partners have needs in their own life. They could spend that money somewhere else. And every time that a partner writes a check or does a credit card contribution to the ministry, that is truly a sacrifice. They don't have to do that. They're doing it because they're obedient. They love the gospel. They believe people need to hear the good news. And you know, on behalf of the Russian people and my wife and I just want to say thank you to Kenneth and Gloria and to all of the partners who really are the heroes of this ministry. Kenneth and Gloria couldn't do what they do if it weren't for those people that make contributions.
You know, it's always been Gloria and mine and this ministry's heart's desire to reach out to Eastern Europe. We were praying about that and believing for that when it was almost impossible, it looked like, to preach to anybody in that part of the world. But God opened those doors before the Berlin Wall ever fell. Rick and Denise were right in the middle of that. And so when we became partners with them and they teamed up with us, man, partnership does that. It just, you're praying and pressing in, and God will say, become a partner with that ministry. And you become a partner with that ministry, and it does that. Did that in the prison ministry with Mike Barber. It's done that in the Spanish ministries. It's done that in all the different things all over the
world. Working together.
Yeah, just magnificent things. Praise God. And so we're thrilled to be partners with Rick and Denise Renner. We pray for them. Hold them up in prayer. I mean, they're still in the middle of a hot spot, praise God. And they're where they're supposed to be. So hold them up in prayer and believe God with us because you're partners with them too, you know. Now, Kenneth Copeland Ministry, this ministry is about people. We're a people ministry. We've been accused of being a money ministry. We've been accused of being a things ministry. We're not. We're a people ministry. We never, ever use people to get money. No, sir. You hear me? We, to get money or things. We use money and things to help people and to get the word to people. And that's the proper way. If you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added to you. And when you have things, when other people don't have things, and you can minister things to them, then your things become seeds, and the seeds come up and provide more things. And that's what we've been about for 42
years. God gets all the glory.
Yeah, amen. The glory is His.
Because the increase is from Him.
Yeah. Because the money's His. The people are His. And this whole thing. And we're His. And we're glad of it. Now, this ministry was founded on prayer. The very first thing God told us, He said, you start out in the upper room and then you go to the street. You don't go to the street and go to the upper room when you have time. No, you put prayer first. And right when it was just glory and me and one other person. And the Lord said, now, you bring so-and-so into this ministry because they are a prayer person and I want you to employ them in your ministry. They don't do anything but pray. They pray all day, every day. I never heard of such a thing. But when I began to pray about it, it's all over the Word. And then I heard about other ministries that did that and how it worked. And so it's been that way ever since. Prayer is first. You put the Word of God at the top, and you put prayer then in the Word. So we have prayer ministers in Australia, Canada, Europe, Africa, Eastern Europe, the United States. Praise God, our Fort Worth office has a 24-hour prayer line. People, real people to pray with you, and people that are there to take hold together with you and help you believe God. I'm telling you, there are people that know how to pray. They're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Amen. And you put the Word first. The Word is final authority. Then prayer. Well, you pray the Word. And then
preach the word. So you, the word is the authority. You pray the word. You preach the word. You live the word. You speak the word. And the word works.
And the word works.
And the word works. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, and I'd like to invite you to become a partner with us in this ministry. And you pray about it. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray with people all over this whole earth right now, in the sound of our voices, radio, television audience, praying about becoming a partner with this ministry. Reveal it to them plainly and clearly. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, if the Lord's not leading you to become a partner with this ministry, that's fine. But you pray about it because He is leading you to become connected to somebody that's out there in the field. You get connected with the right church first. How do I know, Brother Copeland? Pray till you know. Praise God. And then go. Pray till you know and then go. And become a part of it. Become a partner to that church, not just a member of the church. Now, you must be connected with someone that is out in the field preaching the gospel. Pray till you know, then go. Amen.
Amen.
God said, sitting right here at this table, that we'd have a million partners. He said, I'm going to make you the biggest Holy Ghost gang on earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And it's coming to pass, and you can be one in a million.
Right.
Praise God. So let us know that, and I'll send you this partner package that'll show you about all of these things. It'll give you the word on partnership, scriptures concerning partnership. Amen. And we want to bless you with it. I'll send it to you and pay the postage on it. Amen. West Coast Believers Convention, June the 29th through July the 4th. Southwest Believers Convention,
hallelujah,
August the 3rd through the 8th. You need to get in these meetings. Get your life changed. Praise God. Amen. Start praying and believing now. Oh, Brother Copeland, don't you know there's a recession on? No. Is it really? I heard about it, but I didn't join. But you start believing God right now, and He'll make a way for
That's
you, brother.
Right.
You'll be there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, Kellen, Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you became a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today, remember to request your free new partner package online at kcm.org. You may also call our toll-free number or write Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life.
I may not be able to touch someone in Ukraine. I may not be able to reach a child who needs a blanket in Mexico. I may not be able to touch someone in Texas or in California whose house is being burned down because of a fire. But through Kenneth Copeland Ministries as a partner, the seed that I sow is able to go far and wide and is able to bless and enrich lives all over the world.